Hello, and a very warm welcome to our first attempt at a recording of our Fourth St Paul's Parish Church worship. I'm actually recording this in the manse on Saturday evening, but by the time you're watching it, it will probably be Sunday or even later. So a very, very warm welcome to all of you. It's really good to meet together. We're not socially isolated, but we are physically isolated. But I hope this is a way that we can stay together and worship God together. God is love, and we are all his beloved children. We can only love one another because he first loved us. And his love is a perfect love, which drives out all fear. So let's always remember that and open our service now by saying together the words of the 23rd Psalm. I'll put them on the screen just now. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths, even for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Wonderful words, such a well-known psalm, but so powerfully meaningful. So we're now going to listen to one of the many versions of the 23rd Psalm. This is the one written by Stuart Townend. And I will bring it up just in a moment. Let's listen to this beautiful hymn.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still
restores my soul, and I will trust in truth.
Beautiful hymn. I think the last time we sang that together was in our ecumenical service in the Catholic Church, which was a wonderful occasion. Just to lead us into prayer, a little bit about Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Psalm 23 was written by Israel's most famous king, King David, and it was written about 1,000 years before Christ was born. Before he became king, David was a lowly shepherd, the youngest of 7 brothers. So for him to call the Lord his shepherd is a surprisingly open and affectionate way to speak about God. And it's also a confession that David himself is a sheep, an easily frightened, often stubborn creature. Sounds a bit like me. For David then to add, I shall not be in want, is surprising because David had many needs. When he was a shepherd, he would have known hunger, boredom, and danger. Then as a soldier, his life was constantly under threat. And even as a king, David often faced great difficulty. For him to say, I shall not be in want, displays that trust that we heard Stuart Townend sing about. I will trust in you alone. We're living in the midst of a pandemic, something none of us, in fact, no one in the whole world has ever experienced before on this scale. So now in a time of prayer, let's speak to God, thinking about Psalm 23 and what faced David. And let's tell God what it is that we want. Right here and right now. God is always listening. So let's now also share with God and with each other, even though we can't hear each other. Let's share about what we fear most. And let's draw our prayers together as we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I hope you're all going to keep remembering to say the Lord's Prayer at 12 o'clock every day. I certainly still have my phone set. But I'm now going to read a story from my favourite book, my book of wisdom stories, and it's a story called The Fisherman's Dream. A fisherman once sat in the midday sun, gazing out to sea, watching his little fishing boat riding at anchor, and thinking to himself how good it was to sit in the sun with no worries, watch the waves breaking, and enjoy God's creation. But his daydream was interrupted when a smartly dressed and rather overweight businessman came up to him and broke into his reverie with a sharp question. What are you doing lazing around at midday? Why aren't you out fishing? Somewhat taken aback, the fisherman replied, I've done my day's fishing. I've taken my fish to market, and now I'm relaxing in the sun. But why don't you put out to sea again and catch some more fish? His questioner insisted. Why would I want to do that? Replied the fisherman politely. Well, then you would make twice as much money. Why would I want to do that? Well, then you could buy a bigger, better boat and catch even more fish. You could employ other people to do the fishing. My word, you could own a whole fleet of fishing boats if you weren't so lazy. Why would I want to do that? Well, if you owned your own fleet of boats and employed other people to do the fishing, you would have as much money as you could ever dream of. Why would I want that? Well, you could spend the rest of your life just doing whatever you wanted to do, like sitting in the sun at noon, relaxing and enjoying yourself with no worries. Sometimes other people try and tell us that we could make our lives better, but often just appreciating what we have got is worth so much more. We're now going to listen to another version of The Lord's My Shepherd. And this one, I think you will recognize because it was the theme tune for a well-known program. I wonder who's going to guess it first. Sure, a few of you will get it just in the first couple of notes. Thank you. was the choir of Wells Cathedral singing for us. And I'm sure you all recognise the theme tune of Vicar of Dibley. One of the joys of the present situation is that many people are reaching out to one another and sharing their gifts and their talents. And we're fortunate in the Church of Scotland that we have a very gifted number of ministers. And so I'm just going to share now a prayer, well, a sonnet, he calls it, written by Jock Stein. And again, based on Psalm 23. Psalm 23, Shepherd Sonnet. Contradictions, with a sudden dark, to overtake our cosiness, our rosy hopes. The unexpected snakes devour these flimsy ladders that we pick and park for quick ascents to happiness. Who knows? We might today be falling, calling out for God to hear us, hold us, help us, fold us in those arms that felt the hammer blows to nails through ankles, wrists. Such love to meet the cost of shepherding the likes of us, or finding courage in the cold night, the daytime heat, the struggles of the street. You fill my cup with hope again. Indeed, I find with you, I've everything I need. Powerful words. This is Mothering Sunday, a Mothering Sunday like no other. We're all having to remain socially isolated, but strictly, we're not socially isolated, but we are physically isolated. It's so important to stay in touch with one another, and I hope that this is one way in which I'm able to reach out to you and let you know that we are still one big church family, a family of love. On this day, when we give thanks for our mothers and for every person who has mothered us in any way, we also give thanks for God, who is both mother and father of us all, as well as shepherd, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Today is traditionally the day when we give our mums a rest. We do the cooking or take them out for dinner. But for many, that's not possible this year. Psalm 23 tells us that God, the Lord, who is our shepherd, makes me lie down in green pastures. As human beings, our nature is always to be busy doing. But now, during this pandemic, many of us are going to have more time to rest. Not all of us, I know. Some, sadly, are busier than ever. But if we think about this for a few minutes, maybe we can think about a time when we were forced to rest. Maybe we'd a broken limb, an illness, unemployment. Car had broken down, or one of many other situations where we felt powerless. I wonder, how did we respond to this enforced rest? Did we get angry and resentful and fight against it? Or were we sooner or later able to accept the situation as it was, and make the best of it, and rest in God's loving arms? So as we take time to pray for those who are busier and more stressed than ever, the healthcare workers, the shop assistants, delivery drivers, and many more, let us also pray for those who are having time off forced upon them. Pray that they can accept the situation and rest in God's loving arms. Rest in those green pastures and make the most of this time of Sabbath. The Lord is our shepherd, so we have nothing to fear. Amen. As well as being Mother's Day, today has also been declared a day of national prayer. And in particular, we're being asked at 7 o'clock this evening to light a candle and pray for everyone affected by the pandemic, which really is the whole world. To help us think about that, I'm going to share a beautiful prayer which was written by Leslie Stewart, the Church of Scotland's Recruitment and Support Secretary. I'll read it, but I'll put it on the screen so that you can see it as well. Each new day, we celebrate what it is to be free, to live our lives in fullness. This is the eternal gift of God. But freedom and fullness lives in the simple, in each breath we take, in knowing we have a roof over our heads, in the love of family and community, all the things we might usually take for granted. Freedom also invites the gift of generosity, to continue to give where we can, to support one another as we are able, and to go the extra mile, to offer a welcome smile and forget the formal handshake of yesterday, to be what we have always been called to be, human. This is not a church crisis, a worship crisis, nor a financial crisis. This is about the gift of life, which is for all, irrespective of birth, status, or circumstances. As we remember the most simple of these things, may we be inspired to renew calm, peace, and hope in every new day. For in the midst of all storms, a presence is found, and freedom in Christ remains. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not be in want. I hope you have enjoyed this short act of worship. It's a little bit nerve-wracking using all the technology, but hopefully as the weeks go by, I'll get better at this and also find ways of sharing more widely with people. But now to end our service, I'm going to play one of the the best hymns we have, I think, really. Amazing Grace. Do feel free to sing along if you want to and if you can. I think we all know the words.
Was
Amazing grace. It is amazing that God's grace has kept us all safe this far, and we can trust in Him alone, that we will always be kept safe. So let's live our lives this week. Excuse me. Enjoying every moment that we can, making the most of the situation. And let's make sure that we take time to pick up the phone and speak to people, write a letter, send a card, go for a walk and wave to people through their windows. And you'll be able to think of loads of other ideas of ways that we can maintain our social contact, even when we're physically isolated. So I send my love and God's love to you all. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain upon each and every one of us today and forevermore. Amen.